This month marks the 128th anniversary of the birth in India of B.R. Ambedkar. Not a household name for most Americans, perhaps, but Ambedkar is a hero for many because he was a leader in the struggle to establish basic rights for hundreds of millions of people known as Dalits. These are the people on the lowest rung of traditional Hindu caste society. As my WGBH colleague Arun Roth reports, Ambedkar is now inspiring a new generation of American Dalits. Arun's reporting is supported by the Pulitzer Center.
Even here in the U.S., Dalits face caste-based discrimination. That's according to Equality Labs, a Dalit research organization. Then Mori Sundararajan is their executive director and an American Dalit. She says a lot of American Dalits keep their caste in the closet.
I was one of the first Dalits that was out in the country, and I faced rape threats, I faced death threats.
In spite of what she faced, Sundararajan says she's optimistic about a new generation of American Dalits asserting their identities and finds inspiration in unexpected places. Like this ordinary-looking block in New Jersey named Ambedkar Avenue.
Only someone who's caste oppressed would go through the effort to try to file to get a street named after Ambedkar, but they did it. And I think it's this very special secret knowledge of oppressed people that someone lifted up into the American consciousness.
This street is an homage to a man who lifted up millions when he wrote India's constitution. Before he died in 1956, Ambedkar also converted to Buddhism, rejecting the Hindu religion and its caste system that had oppressed his people. And he encouraged his fellow Dalits to do the same. Many did.
For us, Ambedkar, Dr. Ambedkar, and Lord Buddha, we are followers because he uplifted us.
Mayuri of Charmal is a scientist in New Jersey, and she goes out of her way to drive down Ambedkar Avenue. She says she would not be in America if it were not for Ambedkar.
Before Ambedkar, we were not aware of our rights. We were called untouchables. No one was touching us. No one wanted to eat with us. He uplifted us. He fought for us. He gave us the right of knowledge to study.
Ambedkar's connection with America is actually older than the Indian diaspora now living here. He lived for a time in New York and got an economics degree from Columbia in 1927. There's even a statue in his honor on the campus. Then Mori Sundararajan knows the statue well.
I've taken so many Indians who come to visit New York. They'll go to Columbia to see the Ambedkar statue, and they'll go to the street to see that he's like part of the natural fabric of the city. And so that to me is amazing.
And Ambedkar is part of the fabric of the American civil rights movement, too. Martin Luther King Jr. was moved by the Dalit cause on his trip to India. And the American civil rights movement, in turn, influenced the Dalit movement, inspiring the Dalit Panthers. This weekend, there will be more celebrations of Ambedkar's life. Last weekend, in cities around the world, there were parties to celebrate his birthday. While there wasn't much happening here on Ambedkar Avenue in New Jersey, Sundararajan says the street still serves as a daily inspiration.
Because that street is there, I'm reminded that I am a crucial part of the American fabric. There's so many people that want to join the battle against caste. It's not just caste-oppressed peoples anymore. And I think that street is just a small part of that process. And so for that, I'm filled with, a great level of love and joy.
For the world, I'm Arun Roth.